tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is David Lopato. The album's called Short Stories, and we'll check into the track Prince of Darkness. Then Dave Young Quartet. The album's called June Night, and we'll check into the title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2.
Thank you.
Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
Next up is Jennifer Madsen. The album's called Reimagine. We'll check into the classic tune in the wee small hours of the morning. Let's check it out.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, of counting sheep, 2, 3, 4, oh. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'll be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk to dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss him most of all.
Hawaiian Islands are home to many birds that don't exist anywhere else on Earth. Native forest songbirds like the kiwiquiu, formerly called the Maui parrotbill, once thrived on the islands. Now, they are critically endangered. Kiwiquiu co-evolved over millennia with the remarkable plants and insects in their unique island habitats. They're about the size of a sparrow, with yellowish olive-green feathers that blend into the foliage. The kiwiquiu's parrot-like bill is perfectly adapted to chisel, crack, and tear apart bark in search of grubs. They sometimes enjoy flower nectar, too. Kiwiquiu typically raise just one chick a year, and the parents will spend another year teaching their young how to forage with that distinctive bill. Like many of Maui's native birds, kiwiquiu have been devastated by avian malaria